Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna rule it with a rod of iron.
things about a king earlier tonight. How he's not appointed or he's not voted in or voted out. Amen. He's also the high priest. Our king is the supreme judge. He can't be overruled. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, it's so good this afternoon to come to you. Oh, with praise and glory and honor in our hearts. Praise God. I pray that you enjoyed the praise coming. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live on Block Talk every Sunday afternoon at 7 p.m. Praise God. We just love to give God the glory and give him all the praise which is due to him. God desires our praise. He desires us to love up on him and give back to him. Pray. He don't ask us for much, no. He said, oh, if my people will praise me, oh, because we were created to. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's a wonderful thing that we can come to you on a Sunday afternoon after you have done all your running all day long, been to the church services or wherever you had to be today, to come and chill out with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just want to give God our best at the end of the day and let him know how much we love him, how much he done cared for us all day long. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good, and he's good all the time. He is awesome, and he's awesome all the time. He's steady doing miracles for us. He's steady working out things for us. And we need to learn how to give him all the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through in your life. You may be in, going through some type of sickness or illness or something that is uncurable, whatever the situation may be, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Praise God. We want to pray with you and for you. We want to let you know that we care. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus said, I will give you rest. All he asked us to do is come to him. Come to him. Bow before him and worship him. God knows what you're going through before you even ask. Praise God. Before we even utter our voice, he knew all long before. Yes, he did. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is all-knowing God, so that makes him knows everything. He said, I knew you before you were even created in your mother's womb. I knew what you were going to be doing at this time and this hour. I knew what you would have to face in life. I knew what you'd be going through with your children, with your husband, or in the home, praise, or on the job. God knows. God knows, and God is our provider. All we have to do is acknowledge him. Praise God. Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you, Lord God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, O God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. Anything that stands in our way, O God, to keep us from drawing near unto you, O God. Father, we ask that you remove it, Lord God. And Lord, O God, we come to you with praise and glory and honor in our hearts, honoring you for who you are, honoring you, O God, for what you have done. And, oh, God, you've done a great thing for us. You paid a great price for us, God. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we recognize that, oh, God, and we give you thanks this afternoon. We give you praise this afternoon, oh, God, because, God, it's a great thing you have done for us. And, God, we will not, never forget oh God, the price that you have paid. For you died on a Calvary's cross. You were pierced in your side, and the blood came streaming down. Every drop of blood was for us, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, as we call unto you. You will answer us, God. You will wash us. You will cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Now touch that mother, oh God, that may have a son behind prison walls, or may have, lost her son to the gun. Bullet, oh God. Father God, heal that broken heart, oh God. Oh God, set her free, God. Help her to call upon you and run to you. Give you all the glory, God, because you knew what would be and what would come to pass, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. But we know ain't nothing too hard for you to, oh God, heal that broken heart. Oh God, someone may be, oh God, fighting with some sickness tonight, oh God. But God, you said you are healer. You went about healing all kinds of disease. So God, oh God, we know, God, that you can heal all diseases, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, touch tonight. Oh God, touch tonight. Move in a mighty way tonight, oh God. Father, up on those marriages, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh Father God, help them to know each other once more and again. Father God, don't let one point a finger at the other one, God, for they all have sinned and come short of the glory. Heal marriages again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. They will look at each other and, oh God, find nothing but love in each other's eyes. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, oh God, help that man to know, God, you set him as headship, God. And, Lord, how he is to, oh God, love his wife and provide for that home, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray tonight, oh God. Oh, for that one that is backslidden, oh God. Lord, oh God, in your own timing, God, we know, God, that you, oh God, you will draw the backslider in, God, and you will renew their spirit, oh God. Oh God, you will give them strength, oh God, to stand, oh God, in the midst of the trial, God. Oh God, and call up on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, tonight, oh God, that daughter may have strayed away, God. There's a girl, oh God, that they're looking for, that has strayed with a man, God. Oh, Father, and they've been, the thought has been looking. God, we pray that she will come home to her people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray that that man will give that young girl up, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, release her back to her parent, oh God. Father, I pray that she'll be obedient. Remove the rebellion from her in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that rebellious spirit that's got her wandering away, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father, oh, gracious God. Oh, God, you know where she is right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we are coming against drugs and alcohol abuse, God, in our families, in the name of Jesus. God, that they be cleaned up, oh, God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we are laying it before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we do pray for our country, oh God. We also lift up our president, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that he will, oh God, call upon you and he will hear you speak to him, oh God, and he will hear your voice, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, is nothing too hard for you to speak to Donald Trump, our president, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, draw him close to you, God. Oh, God, you will do a heart fixing on him, God. Oh, Father, and every one of the cabinet members, oh, God, and every one of our representatives that make up our state, local, oh, God, wherever they may be, look on our postmasters as they goes out tomorrow. Oh, God, be with them, our doctors, our nurses, God, everyone that it takes to make up this, oh, God, this world, God. Oh, God, they need you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, that you're going to help us, oh, God, in every way, God. And you're going to teach us, God. Teach us your ways, oh, God, that we may stand up on them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Excuse me. Praise God. Well, we have our own Sister Peggy Biden, our co-host, praise God. At this time, we're going to let Minister Peggy come, and then I'll be right back with you after she comes. Praise God. Sister Peggy.
Praise the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite Post Office Box from 704 Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Area code 504-347-5797 is our phone number locally. On Sunday nights at 7 p.m., we're here every Sunday night giving you the word. And Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Be a great listener. Call this number. Area code 714-409-0578. And you will be blessed on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Isn't it wonderful that we can praise God and give a message from God to you so that you would be encouraged and so that you would learn to trust him more. Tonight our prayer requests are for children with different diseases that's in the hospital and can't be cured. Isn't it terrible when a child is born and they're born with different diseases? But thank God he has given the knowledge to men and women that can help those children and help the families. We have to remember that they're there, and we have to remember that we have to pray more earnestly for those children, especially with ear problems, with eyes problems, with stomach problems, pain all over their bodies. Just think about what it is. And for our grieving patients, for our grieving people that have lost loved ones, yes, there is. I have a neighbor across the street. Her sister lost her son, and it's taken a toll on her. But we're going to lift up everyone that is grieving tonight. Remember, God is always on the throne. Problems with kidneys, disorders, blood disorders, diabetes, pains all over our bodies. Yes, we bring them. Cancer. The people that have gone into those homes that have to be taken care of every day, let's pray for those people. Remember that we have to give them a bit of encouragement by quoting the word of God to them, by calling them, by thinking about them, and bring them every day to the Lord in prayer. Mention their names when you take and you pray, because God wants us to keep bombarding his world, his throne, with the people's names and needs. He likes to hear us, and he likes to answer. In Psalm 63, it says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watching, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadows of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul falleth heart after thee, thy right hand upholds me. And I can testify to that this week. Last Thursday, my car gave out on me, and I mean to tell you, it was a trial and a temptation and a cry unto God to get me to work, to take me to the doctor, everything else. And I have to give a special thank you for our pastor, Vivian George. She answered the call, and she came to my rescue. Isn't it wonderful when we have Christian friends and Christian family that will keep us uplifted? She did. She took me to work every morning. She missed her exercises this week. And she got a blessing. She had her ministry, her little meeting at her house. And she was blessed. Blessed by who came out. New people came. And people just rejoice in the Lord. Isn't that wonderful when God can give us a blessing in return for what we do for one another? Remember, the right hand upholdeth me. Share that with a friend this week. Share that, because that is what God's favorite radio program is all about. It's to spread the news and to encourage you every day. The lady that brought me home from work in the evening, she's going through a very hard time, looking for a house to stay and trying to make a change in her lifestyle. We uphold her in prayer tonight, and we just want to let others know that they can call in on this number, 714-409-0578, and give us your prayer request. And let us know that you want to reach God too. Isn't it wonderful we have this radio program? And thank God for blessing our pastor, evangelist, Vivian George. Pastor Vivian George.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Peggy. I have allergies so bad tonight. So, you all bear with me.
You all bear with me.
Coughing. Praise God.
Praise God.
But we're going to talk about prayer tonight.
Prayer.
In Matthew 21 and 13. We're going to read it.
Praise God.
21:13 says, and said unto them, this is Jesus speaking, it is written,
my house
shall be called
the house of prayer,
but ye have made it a den of thieves. Now when we walk into God's house, we should be expecting prayer to be going on. Not just one or two people, but we all supposed to engage. Instead of just sitting there or looking around, we all supposed to engage in prayer. Praise God. No one should be left out. No one should be sitting idle. No one should be on cell phone. But we should, when we gather in and see prayer going on. You know, when I thought about this, in the old days, when we used to go to church, go to the house of prayer, if we see one praying, the other would fall down on their knees and they would pray also. So we see that the church has gotten a little callous.
Praise God.
I find that we are getting an echo on this phone. I don't know what to do at this phone. But I'm going to go on, praise God. And I'm going to give you some reasons why we should be praying. First one is because we need to acknowledge our Father. He tells us to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, let thy will be done
our Father. We call upon him. Praise God. And then we are to thank him for all of his goodness, his mercy, his grace. Praise God. We give thanks to God for what he has done and what he's going to do. Praise God. For his mercy and his grace is sufficient for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we to come into God's presence saying, our Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done, God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, God. God wants us to acknowledge him. Praise God. Acknowledge him for who he is and who he will be to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Next thing, number two, is because we live in a fleshly body. The Bible say, in this flesh lies no good thing. So don't think you that you are so holy and you so pure that you above a sin, because we all need to pray. God said that we ought to pray at all times. We live in fleshly bodies. So in this flesh lies no good thing. Now that is something. You think about this fleshly body is subject to anything. That's why God dwells in the soulish realm and in the spirit realm. Because this body, it's flesh. This that's housing the spirit and the soul, it has nothing good about it. And flesh subject to, oh, curse you out. You never know. That's the flesh of this body. Praise God. Number three, we pray because we have needs. For we can't do anything of ourselves. We need God in every aspect of our lives. So we need the Father for help. We need him to help us. So we bring all our petitions to him and say, Lord, here we are. Here we are before you. Lord, we need your help. We need your strength. We need your guidance. We need so much from the Lord. And only he can give it to us. Praise God. So we go to God, and we acknowledge him, and we thank him, and we bring our petitions to him. Praise God. Number four, if Jesus prayed, what about us? He's our helper. Jesus prayed. So why do we get a little slack in praying? Jesus told us that we need to pray in season and out of season. As much as we can, we need to come before him and give him all of our praise and all the glory and all the honor. Need to go to the Lord. Praise God. Our church should be a haven where we can come and find rest and peace to all our problems. That's what the church should be for. I mean the place where you go and worship. That should be a haven. The church should be a place of prayer. Prayer should be going on as much as it possibly can in the church. Praise God. Instead, some of us, because of greed, we have made it a den of thieves. That's what the Bible said. You have made it a den of thieves, a place where you can get more money and more money and more money. Where we can receive for ourselves. We want to know what's in it for us. Some of us will let the church go and move on if not enough money is coming in. Praise God. instead of making it a house of prayer, we're looking out for what we can get. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is very serious in the church. Praise God. In the body of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another verse. Isaiah 56 and 7. And it's going to say the same thing. So God is reiterating himself all through the word. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon him. God wants us to forsake our ways, praise God, and come to him. Oh, praise God. Even when we bring all our problems to him, he's there willing to hear us if we are asking in his name according to his will. He said, even then will I bring my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. That is what, I think I read the wrong verse before, but I brought it back. Isaiah 56, oh yeah, Isaiah 56 and 7. God said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all. I want you to see that. For all people. The church should not be set aside for one type of people or other. All people should be able to go in and pray. The house of prayer should be open at all times. Or someone should be there to assist you in the house of prayer. Praise God. This is serious. The church need to be open for prayer. Malachi 1 and 11 says, for from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, says the Lord. We are, you know what the incense there means? Our prayers. When we offer our prayers up to God, it's like sweet smelling incense in his nostrils. That's what God said. When we offer up our prayers to him, praise God, it's just like sweet smelling incense in his nostrils. God wants his people to pray. God wants to hear us pray. God wants us to call upon him. Praise God. He has designed it that way. What prayer? Let's see what prayer does. Prayer is our supplications unto God to get his attention in our everyday lives. It's our supplications unto him. Prayer brings forgiveness for our sins to secure us from danger of being lost. We know that the enemy, the Bible says, comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. Prayer also brings blessings. Number three, we bring all our desires and request for help because he is our helper. Number four, prayer strengthens our faith. God tells us to have faith in him. So when we pray, it is strengthening our faith in God. Praise God. In 2 Samuel 2, David prayed to God to bless his house forever. He came to God with thanksgiving, and he asked God to bless his house. Praise God. Let's look at another verse in Second Chronicles, praise God. Hallelujah. Over in Second Chronicles, and we're going to turn there right quick, Second Chronicles 6, 19, starting at verse 19 through 21. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplications, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which by thy servant prayeth before thee. We are coming before God, okay? That thine eyes may be open upon this house. Ask the Lord to be eyes to be open upon your house. Praise God. Day and night. You want God to be up, his eyes to be upon you day and night. Don't ever, ever take his eyes off you. Upon the place where all thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there. To hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth unto this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, Lord, please forgive. Do you ever cry out to the Lord like in that form? Lord, let your eyes be upon me, Lord. Hearken, Lord, don't let anything, Lord, oh God, come in and try to tear. We decree and declare that this day is ours, that my heart is unto you. That is the supplication that Solomon made unto his God. Praise God. When we look at Hezekiah, praise God. When they told him that he was sick and he was going to die, Hezekiah in 2 Kings, he didn't want to believe what the people say. See, sometimes you can't believe what man going to say. You got to know what God is saying. So guess what Hezekiah did? He turned his face to the wall where he didn't want to see nobody's face. And God tell us to go into our secret closet. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he prayed. He had a sickness that was finna take him out. And God knows the sincerity of our hearts. God knows our mind. Hezekiah, when he prayed, God healed him and added 15 years to his life. What a God. Hezekiah's life was extended. Praise God. Hallelujah. We see all through God's word, how Jesus went about healing the sick, raising the dead. He went about doing all along the seaside, teaching. Praise God. Most of all, Jesus prayed, and his disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. So since he taught his disciples, now he done taught us how to pray. Praise God. Prayer brings about changes in our lives and produces miracles. And I'll say that again. Prayer brings about changes in our lives and it produces, praise God, miracles. Hallelujah. Well, what hinders our prayers? Praise God. Hypocritical spirits, Psalm 66 and 18, James 4 and 3, Isaiah 1 and 15, 1 Samuel 8 and 18, disobedient. If one doubts in his heart or wavers, he is a double-minded person. That's what James said in 1 and 6. He's double-minded and he's unstable in all his ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. Enmity in the heart and secret idolatry. You know, some people just got secret sins in their hearts and they don't want to get rid of them. They want to hold on to them. Those things are hindering their prayers. Let not the double-minded, where Jesus can't trust you, unstable, don't know what to do, when you don't know what to do, don't let that hinder you. An unstable mind, person is unstable in all his ways. Praise God. That's what James said. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know if you have anything in your heart. Only you know that. But sometimes we want to be in denial. Don't be in denial. Go before God and bring him all your jealousness, all your envy, all your hurts, anything that tries to hinder you. Are you holding on to something so far in the past that you can't shake or don't want to get rid of? The Bible tells us how to humble ourselves. Praise God. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal the land. We want our land to be healed. But are we coming to God as he has told us to do? He told us in Isaiah 57 and 15 to humble ourselves. God wants us to humble ourselves and so that we can go into the spirit. To revive the heart, a broken and a contrite heart, in Psalms 51 and 17. Acknowledge him. God said, I will dwell in the high and holy place. And he wants us to come unto this place with him. When he bids us to come, he wants us to come in that place, that oneness with him. He wants us to seek his face. Isaiah 57:50-57 says, I set my face like a flint, and I know I shall not be ashamed. I won't be disappointed. Listening and waiting on his promise, because the face of God means his presence. When we stand in his presence, we are seeking his favor. The pouring out of one's heart before his face. Do you ever want to look full in his wonderful face? Praise God. Sometimes I sing a song, I just want to see Jesus. I just want to look full in his wonderful face. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture. Isaiah, praise God. Go back over here to Isaiah, praise God. Isaiah 50:7. Praise God. Hallelujah. To look into God's full, look full in his face. God, I want to hear you. I want to see you. I want to know you better than I did yesterday. I want to seek your face. I want, oh God, as I call unto you, we just have to know how to talk to God. Praise God. 50:7 says, praise God. Hallelujah. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Praise God. That's what I just said. Praise God. Oh, when you set your face like a flint to serve the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and with gladness, God will answer. God will not answer our prayers if it's not praying according to his will. We know that God said another thing that hinders the prayer, if man is praying and he don't know how to treat his wife right, then his prayers are hindered. So God has. And then when we go back over in Deuteronomy and we read the curses, if the curses are passed down because you have not obeyed God, then your prayers are hindered. Then the curses fall. So God, yes, in different aspects of this word, is telling us how to come to him, how to serve him, how to bring our supplications to him. Praise God. We don't even have to wonder how should we call on God. He teaches us to. God teaches us how to call up on him. We can call up on him with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. Yes, praise God. God wants us to call up on him. He wants us to acknowledge him. He's God, and he's God above all other. There is no other God like him. No other God can do what he can for us. Praise God. God is God. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me. I am your God. So if God is our God, why should we call upon another? Why should we bow down to another? We should, he said, my house, your house, wherever you are, shall be called our house of prayer. Praise God. We want to pray. We want God to hear us. We want to bring all our supplications. We want to bring all of our cares and our burdens and lay them upon him. He knew that we was going to have our cares. He knew that we was going to have burdens because he said so. And he said, in this life, you will have trials and tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer, for you shall overcome them. Praise God. So, when we look at the word of God and we recognize why we have cares and burdens and what we got to do to get there, to get them removed, praise God, we can run to Jesus. And no matter how far you have strayed, I've heard people say, well, you know, I've done this and done something wrong. God is there. God loves you in whatever state you are. He just wants you to acknowledge him and come to him and say, Lord, I have sinned and I have come short of your glory. Prayer is talking to God. And oh, because you are his child. Yes, yes. You are his child. And he wants you to come to him and acknowledge him. And oh, bow before him. He wants you to praise him. Oh, my God. It's nothing like praising God when you know you have fallen by the wayside and say, Lord, I'll praise you. I'll give you the glory. I'll give you all the honor, God. For I have sinned, no God. Yes. Acknowledge. Don't be... Sometimes we let pride get in the way. Don't let pride get in the way from acknowledging God wherever you are. Wherever you are. You know, a song came to me this week when I was studying this. It said, whenever I can, I'll praise him. Wherever I can, I'll praise him. For his love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. And I tell you, I got into a praise in that song, and I was so happy, and I was so overjoyed. See, that's what God wants us to do. God puts songs in our hearts, and then he wants us to burst them out to him and give him all the praise as we are calling up, and God will answer. Yes, God will answer our prayers. You got to believe it. You know, the pastor at the church, he said, I got this. You know, I got this thing. You got to have the confidence in your heart that God, be confident that God is going to hear your prayer and know that he's listening and waiting for you to come to him. Praise God. God said, I will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before me. He said, why? Because I have loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. There's nothing and no one that God will not turn away because you are his child. Praise God. Praise God. God loves you. And he wants you to know that. His disciples told him, say, teach us to pray. So he wants to teach us to pray. Praise God. That is so awesome. I'm so happy that you all joined me this afternoon on prayer. We're going to always pray and not faint. We will not give up. No matter what the devil puts in front of us, we will not fail God. We will stand in the midst of adversity and the trials and tribulations. We will press our way through prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because prayer is essential. Praise God. Well, may you be blessed. May the Lord lift up. May the Lord bless you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. May you be blessed in your going in and your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. Praise God. May you be blessed wherever your feet shall trod. Praise God. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you this week. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. May you never have no lack. In Jesus' name, praise God. Thank you for listening, and be right back here with us next week at the same time at 7 p.m. Praise God. I thank God that this allergies got on out of my throat. Praise God. But every now and then they get in there and the allergies try to throw me off, but I just keep on going in Jesus' name. I'm in this. He said, everything you do, do it in my name. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is God. And I pray you all have a blessed week. Bye-bye now.